The title of our message tonight is Happy Hodiah. So turn to your neighbor and say, Happy Hodiah. And then turn to your other neighbor and say, Happy Hodi what? Thanksgiving is Hodiah. It comes from the word hodu, or to give thanks or praise. This word appears 35 times in Psalms, Tehillim. However, the word hodu has another meaning, and it's a deeper meaning that I want to look at today. The word hodu also means to confess. In the book of 2 Chronicles, verses 6, 24 through 25, it's, and if your people, Israel, are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and return and confess, or return and hodu your name, and pray and make supplication before you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people and bring them back to you to the land which you gave them and their fathers. This word hodu literally means to confess. And one way we give thanksgiving to Adonai is through our confession. The word in Hebrew lachadot means to confess and to admit and to acknowledge. And that's what God wants. God wants our acknowledgement. He wants us to recognize Him and call upon His name. But He also wants us to confess our sins, confess Him as Lord, confess Him as King of our lives, confess Him as Melech HaOlam, the King of the universe. And as we confess our sins to Him, we know that He's faithful and just not only to hear us, but to forgive our sins, to heal us, to heal our land, and to keep us in right standing with Him. In the world today, there's a lot of quote-unquote holidays that people celebrate for a lot of different reasons. You know, Thanksgiving, it's always look at it as a time to be thankful to the Lord for what He's given, for what He's done, for what He's doing. In going through this time of year, sometimes it's difficult for people with different things going on in life and challenges. And I just, as I'm praying, and sometimes the Lord will give me things, I'm typing so fast I can't even keep up with it. But I have here, there are times when it's hard to be thankful, difficult to be thankful, but we're called to be thankful. He's commanded us to be thankful for what He's done. But He's also provided medicine for our souls throughout Scripture to help us to be thankful. He understands what we go through, and all throughout Scripture we're given instruction and help. So when you're in right standing with the Father and you need to stir yourself up, here are a few Scriptures that will help you. And there's a lot of Scriptures we're going to go through tonight. I'll read to you as quickly as I can to get through them all. Ephesians 5, 19 through 21 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Speak to God, praise Him, sing to Him. You know, you can spend time with the Lord all day as you work and all day as you go about your daily doings and daily business. But it goes on to say in verse 20, it says giving thanks. Giving thanks when? Always. For all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. Philippians 4, 6 through 9 says, be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for no thing. So how many things are we to be anxious for? One thing? Two? No, he says be anxious for no thing. Zero. How many things do we need to stress about? Zero. How many of you have stressed about more than one thing lately? How many of you have been anxious about one thing or more lately? When you go through a Scripture, there's always, the Lord always gives us a way out. He always gives us a way to not only get through, but overcome, to allow us to be used in ways that maybe we don't like at the time, but the Lord gets us through to a point where we look back and say, wow, look what you did, Lord. That if I wouldn't have gone through that, I wouldn't be at the place where I am now, or wouldn't be able to help the person that you've sent me to help. How many things in life try to rob your peace? How many people in your life try to rob you of your shalom? It goes on to say, but in everything by prayer. What is prayer? And this is really simple, you know. You can complicate things, but when you simplify some things, it just brings a lot of clarity. So prayer is simply just talking to God. Talking about things to God. It says, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Well, what is supplication? There's another word that you can kind of read over and not even realize what it's talking about. Supplication is the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. So it says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, again, here's this word again, with what? With thanksgiving. With thanks and praise. Let your requests be known unto God. Let God know the desires of your heart. You know, God knows what's in your heart before you ask Him about it. And some of the desires in your heart, He's the one who put them there in the first place. But it's interesting that the Lord is, yes, He's all sovereign, and yes, He can do these things for you. He puts a requirement on us. He requires us to open our mouth and say something. You know, you're having a conversation with someone, you expect them to talk back and say something and respond. And the Lord is the same way. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord that when I talk to Him, He actually responds. Can you imagine being in a position where you talk to Him and He didn't respond? You know, we're a few people here out of, you know, if you go a couple hundred miles, there's radius, there's, you know, maybe a million people who don't talk to God, who don't know how to talk to God, who have no relationship with God. He doesn't talk to them, or if He talks to them, they don't listen, they don't hear Him. And they're left hopeless and helpless, and Thanksgiving rolls around where they're supposed to be thankful to God, and guess what? They don't even know how to be thankful. They don't even know how to talk to God, how to pray. That being said, we have a part to play. He's given us solutions, but we have to do our part. Look at this, what he says here. He says, but by everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Everything. Let your requests be made known unto God. I love this verse 7. You know, he gives us instructions, and when we follow his instructions, whenever you notice throughout Scripture, whenever he gives instructions and you follow his instructions, that always equals one thing. It always equals his will coming to pass in your life, his peace, his provision, his life. It says in verse 7, after you've done these things, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Verse 8, he's given us another way to maintain our peace and our thanksgiving. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, not gossip, not bad news, but of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, here's another instruction. What does it say? Think on these things. So who has the choice to what you're thinking on? Who makes that choice? Somebody else make the choice for you? No. Think on these things. In today's world, there's so much coming at us. I was thinking about turning on the news. And how quickly just turning on the news and watching for 5 minutes, you get bombarded. So I just turn off the TV. I watch the news if I need to. But I've noticed as soon as you turn it on, it's 99% bad news. Not much good news. A little bit, there's some good news. The more you fill yourself with the things that are good and pure, the more shalom and thanksgiving you'll have. And the opposite is true as well. The more you fill yourself with things that are bad and twisted, and that's 99% of what's reported in the news and what's shown on TV in general, the less peace and thanksgiving you'll have. Let's read verse 8 again. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Wow. Verse 9 says, these things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Uh-oh. Another command. What does it say? Do. Does your screen say do? So the things that we've learned, the things that we've received and heard and seen in who? In the Lord. It, totally ignore. That's a command. No. Do. Hallelujah. Isn't it a blessing that the Lord actually, that He gives us things and then He gives us, He makes a way for us to do, to be everything He's called us to be and to do everything that He's called us to do. Can you imagine as a father going to your child and telling them to do something that they couldn't do and expecting them to do that? Expecting them to build a house and they have no wood, they have no hammer, they have no nails? No. We have such a wonderful Father. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times He builds a house and all we do is hammer a couple of nails and voila, He's done it all. And the house is built. When we do these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, the Lord wants you to do something. I want to encourage you in this. And this goes in particular for congregational life. Those of you who are watching by live stream in your local congregation, this will help you. And in a congregation, you're known by a couple things in particular. Both good and bad, you're known by what you do. Or you're known by what you don't do. You're known by what you say. You're known by what you don't say. The Lord wants you to act in such a way that people are thankful. Here's that word again. Thankful that you're part of the congregation or the community. We have a responsibility to one another and to God. I personally am thankful for those in the community who help. I'm thankful for those in the community who can always be counted on. But you know, when you bring your supply and decide that, you know what, I'm part of the congregation, I'm part of the community, and I have something to give. They're building a house, and I have the hammer. Oh, but I won't show up. They may not be able to build the house. And everybody suffers. And sometimes if it's okay when you're the one with the hammer, and you get to stay home, and you get to go out to the lake, and go fishing, or go to the links and play around the golf. Or you fill in the blank, but when you're one of the 99 waiting on the one with the hammer, not a good place to be in. Hallelujah. But you know, again, the Lord is just so good. I've been serving in the congregation for 25 years straight, with about a 6-month period we're in between congregations. And we've always done something. We've always been involved more and more and more and more. There was a season of time in a church congregation of, you know, 300-400 people. And I'm not saying this bragging. This is just what we did. I was there more than the pastors, and I was there more than any of the staff. You know, they're traveling and doing different things. For about a 6 to 8 year period, I was one of the first ones to arrive and oftentimes in the last handful of people to leave. And again, I'm not saying this. I'm not bragging or saying, look at me. What I'm saying is this. In your heart, when you love the things of God and you love the house of the Lord and you love the people, you just want to work and you want to help. And all the little petty stuff, so what? Reconciliation we talked about. First, we've got to be reconciled to the Lord. First, we have to be talking to the Lord and praying. But all these things work together. You've got to intentionally be thankful for things and for people. When you turn your life over to the Lord and you give Him your life, what you want to do and your plans, there's a cost. But when the Lord replaces that with His will and starts using you and blessing you with, it's so much better than what you ever could have even thought. You know, you're sitting here with a bag of lead thinking, oh, it's so wonderful, it's lead, I don't want to let it go. And the Lord, He's waiting there for you. He's got a truck full of gold. But you're holding on to your worthless lead that's weighing you down. Somebody say, So I'm personally thankful for those in the community who help, those you can always count on, those who are asked to do a simple assignment and just do it. When leadership gives a simple answer, they respond appropriately. Just say yes. I want to, let's move on to Proverbs chapter 3. Praise the Lord. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace, they shall add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not to thine own understanding. Now, we don't know everything. The day that I realized a long time ago that I didn't know everything, and the Lord didn't require me to know everything, the Lord didn't require me to be Encyclopedia Judaica to everyone, was a wonderful day of just being me, of you just being you, of doing what the Lord told you to do. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Here's another good one here. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. You ever hit your toe, hit your pinky toe? Or pull off, can you imagine pulling off your pinky toenail? How much that would hurt every part of your body? A little bitty toe. And maybe you're not even the toenail on the pinky toe. Maybe you're the hangnail on the toenail on the pinky toe. Try and get some tweezers and yank off that hangnail. Anybody have one? I've got some tweezers right here. Let's demonstrate. Try doing that and see what happens. Try seeing if that doesn't affect the head. Oh, it will. It will. You'll be screaming a lot of things, and hallelujah probably won't be one of them. Praise your Lord. Verse 8 says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And this is something I'm going to touch on. I'm not going to stay on it. But if you don't give to the Lord's work, you're not doing what He told you to do. As simple as that. You know, and I'll leave it at that. I'll leave that between you and the Lord. But I can tell you, when you give of yourself, of your finances, of whatever the Lord tells you to give, you will see the Lord do things in your lives that you never thought. Things that you've talked to the Lord about and asked Him about, and you don't see them come to pass. And when He tells you, I want you to do, I want you to give of yourself in this way, and you do it, you'll see the Lord start doing things. A lot of times it's like the Lord is like this, and He's just waiting. You know, I love it when my kids come to me and they bring me something or they have something good to say, when they're not just coming to me, and they don't, but they're not just coming to me with their hands out wanting something, needing something. And too often that's how our prayers are with the Lord. I need this, I need that. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. When the Lord is saying, come worship me, come spend time with me, come talk to me, come pray with me. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. The Lord's best, and I have written here, and this is something if you don't, well, remember the whole sermon if you can. However, this is something really just really big in me that I heard a long time ago that has helped me a whole lot. One of the Lord's best way to deal with us is to individually respond to Him. When we respond to him, it's personal. When he chastens us and uses someone to discipline us, if he needs to, he will. But that's not his first choice. You know, my first choice is to tell my son, hey, you know, don't do this, this, and this, or you need to do this, this, and this. You know, one of the last ways you want to have to be disciplined is by direct. Because by then, the Lord has exhausted trying to speak with you directly, using the Ruach to speak to you directly, using someone who's close to you. He'll go through all these different steps. And then finally, he loves you so much, he'll say, come here, let's have a seat. Or actually, I take it back. Finally, he'll have someone in authority say, hey, come here, let's take a seat. And that's fine. He still loves us. He's still trying to help us. But that's not his best way. That's not the highest way. You can go that route if you want to. Me personally, when he says something, I want to do it. I don't want anybody else to know my business. Just me and the Lord. And I don't want to know anybody else's business. Whatever he's dealing with you with, praise the Lord. I had someone tell me, oh, I want to talk to you. I want to tell you all this whole story about what the Lord said to me about this. And I said, no, 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 no. You keep that to yourself. Because every time I see you, you've given me a stumbling block. I'm going to think about, the Lord told you not to do this, this isn't, and then I've got something to deal with. No, 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 no. I will pray for you to sit down. And what did the Lord tell you to do? What's the last thing the Lord told you to do that you didn't do? Then don't tell me. You go and talk to him, you do the last thing he told you to do, then watch. I guarantee he'll start talking to you more and using you more. But when you ignore the Ruach, you just make it hard. The Lord's always talking. I can see people looking. I can see, you know, the wheels are turning. The Lord is speaking. And it's wonderful. I spoke one time, and there was someone here, and she sat there and literally cried the whole service in the second or third row. And it was just the Lord dealing with her. It had nothing to do with me, you know. And he wants to speak to you privately. I mean, I don't know anyone who wants their business just out for everyone to see. Anybody? I don't think so. Praise the Lord. He loves us so much he doesn't do. That's the last resort that he takes. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. If you're receiving correction from the Lord, that means he loves you. If you get correction from leadership, that means he's using them to help you. In one of the conferences the last couple years, they had one speaker, he was talking about blind spots. And you know, everyone, you know, in your vision, you may think you see everything, but you have blind spots naturally in your natural vision. But in your spiritual vision and in your, you have blind spots. You have things that you think are fine and or you don't see that are problems and other people see. And I praise the Lord for people who love me enough to tell me. This is kind of gross, but you can relate. You know, I was talking to someone, they had something in their nose. Nobody wants to go around like that. Same time, no one wants someone to tell them that. However, you want them to tell you that, then have you go in front of 100 people who are waiting in line to shake your hand. You can go in front of each one of them and shake their hand. No. No, 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 no. It's funny, but it's only funny when someone else has a story. It's not funny if it's you, and then after shaking 100 people's hands, you go look in the mirror and you say, how come no one said anything to me? And it's not funny. But we have blind spots, and it's a blessing to have people who love us to help us. Amen? Amen. And I want to read through this because this is in the world at large. This isn't anything real specific. But at the same time, if the shoe fits, wear it. One of those kind of things. You good? So I'm looking up. I'm not looking at anybody. I'm not looking at the camera. I'm just reading here. We live in a time where disrespect for leadership everywhere seems to be at an all-time low. Disrespect, you look at the just natural disrespect for the president, whether you like one who's in office now or not. I've seen it on both sides. You know, some like this one because of this, and some hate him, and it's just the whole disrespect, disrespect, disrespect. Not honoring the office that someone holds. And you know, that kind of thing, it speaks more about the individual than it does about the person who you're disrespecting, because in a lot of cases, they don't even know you. You never meet the president, have any say in his life, and whether you like them or not, this one, the one before, all of it doesn't matter. It hurts you. It reflects on you. It reflects on where your heart is. You come against leadership. You're fighting against the God of the universe who put them in their position. Another thing to be thankful for, that we know better. Hallelujah. Lachadot means to confess and to admit and to acknowledge. In all things, acknowledge the Lord. But we're called to be thankful and to act in a way that the Lord is thankful for us. How about that? The Lord wants to be thankful for us. How many of you want the Lord to be thankful for you? So we're back to the same thing. We're commanded to do something. Do what the Lord told you to do. Turn from evil. Turn from evil actions. We talked earlier about the word lachadot, to confess, to admit, to acknowledge. Acknowledge and confess to Adonai what he's dealing with you about. Talk to him about it. Pray with him about it. And give him thanks for his correction and his direction and his protection over your life. He's always refining us. And lastly, here's the promise that he makes. This is the promise from him. Be Elohe HaShalom Yehe Emechem. And the God of peace shall be with you. Do these things and the God of peace shall be with you. Anybody want that? The God of peace to be with you? Hallelujah. The greatest joy in this life and the life to come is this. Adonai, the God of peace, shall be with you. People don't realize that as bad as the fire in hell is, the greatest torment of hell is being separated from the Lord and having the God of peace not being with you. Do these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Let's all stand. And as has become my custom, the last thing we do is read through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 together. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. This is what love does. This is a command from the Lord. This is what we need to do. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But then that which is perfect has come. Then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Adonai is love. Yeshua is love. And because of that, we have faith and we have hope in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Father, we just thank you for this time. And I thank you, Father, that these words will sink into our heart, Father. But we would not just be doers or hearers of the word, Father, But we'll be doers, Father. And I pray those things that you've called on each of us to do, the things that you're talking to each of us about, Father, that we would act on them, Lord. And we'd act on them swiftly, Father, to see your change, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we recognize that we have a part, Lord. And we just thank you for equipping us, empowering us, helping us to do our part. We thank you for the service in Yeshua's mighty name, Father. Amen. Hallelujah.